Say something silly to us. I'm trying to work out.
Silly mummy.
Well, you don't have to say silly mummy. Think of something else to say.
Mummy's poo. Hello.
Don't be rude.
Is it recorded, Dad?
Yes.
Yeah.
It is, but.
Can I listen?
No.
Oh.
It's not recording on one side, and I don't know why. Just have to play with these little
nubbins.
Yes, little nubs, that's right. You have to keep talking to me, Thomas, otherwise I
can't. Hello, Mummy. You're a lovely genius.
Am I?
Yes.
What's the matter?
This is CBB.
CBB, does it?
Yeah. Why does McDonald's do this letter? Why did the chicken cross the road?
I don't know. Why did the chicken cross the road?
Why did it record you?
Was it wanted to record me?
Yes.
That's a new one.
Why did the chicken cross the road? Why did the settee cross the road?
Why did the settee cross the road? I don't know. Why?
Wanted the tea.
Ah! What? Right. I've worked it out now. You see, on the little microphone there, there's a button.
Yeah.
It says on and mute. And mute means quiet. Yes, it's something you're not used to being. And the reason it wasn't recording in Mummy's left ear was because the little mute button was on. Obviously, when I took it out of the box, I'd press that. So I think we're all fitted and working now, Tom.
Yeah.
Okay, Tom.
And here on both earmuffs.
Ear modes? Ear. Well, they're like earmuffs, aren't they? Would you like to listen? Now, put that one in and tell me if you can hear anything. Can you hear me talking?
Yeah.
Right, take that out and pop that one in. Tell me if you can hear now. Can... Oh, no, keep it in your ear. Can you hear me now talking through the microphone?
Yeah.
Can you hear it through the earpiece?
Yeah.
Right, let's pop that in. Now what can you hear?
Buzz.
Buzz?
Buzz.
Can you not hear Mummy talking? No. Seriously, you can't...
I can hear your legs moving about.
You can hear my legs moving about, but you can't hear my voice?
I can.
Oh, good. Right,
can I say something?
Yes, you can say something.
And then will it call on their lap?
Yes.
Smelly knickers.
No, don't be rude, Thomas. That's not nice. I don't like you saying things like that.
Why is that recording?
Pardon?
Why not saying it?
Because he said it's out rude words. If you say something rude, then the tape machine won't listen to it.
Mummy is lovely.
No, did you hear that? Say it again.
Mummy is lovely!
Bet you heard that.
They're not.
I bet you did. Let me listen.
Right.
You say something really nice. No, you don't talk into the earpiece. Just talk normally.
Mummy is married today. He has a little lovely Thomas.
Right, I think I can hear it. I'm not sure. What we're going to do is stop.
I was like, I love you, little Thomas.
I love you, little Thomas. I'm sure that will be recorded. Right, so I'm just going to stop it now, and then we'll rewind it a little bit, and then see if we can hear through the earpieces. Okay, that's stop. Right, are you ready for some breakfast, young man?
No.
No? Well, I'm going to have some.
I'm going to play.
You want to play with me? Well, we can have breakfast and we can have a chat and then we can do a bit of playing afterwards, can't we?
Okay.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
I hope Daddy's got trousers on today because look. The trousers he wanted me to press for him were on the back of the chair.
He'll be like this. Oh my God!
Do you think he will? No, I think he's got someone. I think the ones that I pressed the day before and put on the hanger in the bedroom. I think I'm wearing those, don't you?
Yeah.
I hope so.
Oh, if he's forgot his pants, he'll be like this. He would be. If he's forgot his pants.
He'll be cold, won't he?
Let's be on the
Oh, they would, wouldn't they? Yes. It'd be cold when he sits down. I would imagine he's got his trousers on.
I hope so.
Do you remember that song, Donald Wears Your Trousers? Do you remember that Scottish song?
No.
It was on the radio a few weeks ago and we were singing it. Donald Wears Your Trousers.
I can
Donald Wears Your Trousers. I thought you could, because you really liked that, didn't you, when you heard it?
Oh, look, a big flowering bus is here. Dun 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 dun.
It's a little sweeter,
don't you make your sunglasses?
Yeah, show your sunglasses, show them.
Look, wow, there are fish on them.
What did you say?
There are fish on them.
A fish on them, let's have a look. Where?
No, I'll show you. On the cover.
Oh, on the cover, on the glass case. I was going to say the glasses don't have fish on them. But where's the cover?
On the back of the chair.
Oh, no, we'll leave it till later. Right, come sit down, let's get breakfast.
Okay, go.
What was your nice sweetheart? Pardon? What would you like?
Hello. What are you having?
Well, I'm going to have toast with egg. But you won't want that. Would you like toast? Would you like... Well, we've only a few cornflakes, but they need using up. Then I can get a new box and fill the container. Would you like Rice Krispies?
I was going to say, I wanted...
Yeah, Adam, who is
some of those round cereal.
Honey Loops?
Yes.
I think that's only sweet tarts. I'm sorry. We've got Rice Krispies or cornflakes or cereal with nuts in that Mummy likes, but I don't think you are.
Can I try some nuts in?
You can. Would you like to sit down now, please?
No. I'm
going to
say the
concert. No, sit down. Don't be naughty. You're not having breakfast in the concert.
Why? Why not?
Why not?
I want to.
Are you going to try some of this cereal? Thomas, come and sit down, please.
I don't like it.
Okay, will you sit down? Would you like Rice Krispies or would you like to finish those cornflakes?
Rice Krispies!
What do you say?
Oh, no, so.
Thomas, sit down. You're very giddy this morning. Why is
it? I am the clown.
I know you are. Mesquite, right? Sit down.
I guess, Bob. I am a guest, but.
Right, what would you like to eat? Come on, tell me now, please.
I said it.
What? Last Christmas?
Yes!
That's okay. I didn't say the word, please. That's probably what I was asking for. Right, would you like milk with these, Thomas? Yes?
Yeah.
What's the matter?
No, I can't move that now.
Stop being whingy. There we are. Right, would you like to put your own milk on?
No.
Okay, right, hands out.
Don't milk.
Don't you? Would you like some juice?
Yes, please.
Right, and a spoon. I don't think you've got a spoon yet, have you?
I don't want a spoon.
You need a spoon if you're eating cereal. Is that why you didn't want milk?
Yeah.
Right, give me a spoon. Would you like milk?
Yes. No. No.
No what?
Guess what? Nobody's sitting right next to the telly.
Oh, yes. Well, I think it's because she can see out the window when she's high up there, can't she?
But she can't see down there.
Where?
Down and check. I think she was next. The next one to stand on the flowers.
No, I don't think she'll stand on the flowers. Do you?
You can put the microphone there.
Well, I'm going to just leave it there because I think it's quite safe up there, isn't it?
Mm.
Well, I thought I should cut it off. We'll see when she wants to come in, won't we?
Today, the builders on there have a day off today.
Which builders?
Me to work there.
Oh, you with your tools. You mean you bought the builder things?
Yeah.
Right. Nice. I'm going to do some toast, Thomas.
Yeah.
When you want a piece, you let me know. Sorry, did you want milk? I've forgotten what you said now. No.
I forgot my name, it's up there.
Oh, yes. Yes. I'll remember your name now. Funny enough, I seem to remember you. I think we met before, haven't we? No. I seem to think that I know a little boy called Thomas. Mind you, the boy I know is usually really nice. Nice and polite.
I'm very rude.
I'm very rude, yes.
And me! She's Big Piers.
She is Big Piers? What's Big Piers?
When you're in... Oh, do let the babies out of Piers.
Oh, the Piers at the seaside. Cheers, my dears. Is that what you meant?
Cheers, my dears.
Cheers, my dears. Thomas, why are you giggling today?
I just about to say something very rude.
Well, you keep it to yourself, then.
Birdies poo! That's why I'm giggling. Oh, and she heard that, didn't she?
She did hear it, and here she is.
Yeah! Right. Gonna tell me off.
Yes, she will.
No, she's trying to kill me.
Thomas, stop that. Right, turn around, eat your breakfast. That's enough of that. Legs down. Right. You don't want to hear anything else like that, that's naughty.
Oh, don't let the babies have seeds out. Don't let the babies have seeds. And look, he wants to go out.
Oh, she's a mess spot as well. Let the seed go out. I don't think she knows what she wants to do. Come on, let's go. Just let her out.
And then she might come in. Then she might want to come in. And then might come in here. And then come out again.
It's not raining, but the ground's a little bit wet. It must have been raining in the night.
I thought her pitter patter pick.
Well, it was raining very heavy in the night, actually.
Well,
oh, I've got a really big piece of bread in the toaster, and I think it's going to get stuck. Right, she's gone out.
Well, I've still got someone to say rude.
Well, keep it to yourself. I'm not in
trouble. I'll tell you at bedtime.
All right, if you tell me at bedtime, don't tell me.
Something that you wear. See. Your bra!
Right, see if you can keep those rude words, rude thoughts in your little head till later.
Okay. Without a skin.
Without a skin?
Oh, that's how I'm giggling because you're so funny.
Well, my hair looks a bit funny, doesn't it? Look at this. Isn't it? It's all stuck up. I look like you've been snugging my hair. I think that's the problem. Thomas! Right, would you like milk on those rice crisps?
No, thanks.
Right, I want to get that piece of toast out before it gets stuck. Well, I've made tea and I always like coffee when I'm having eggs. Never mind. You won't like this, actually, because I've made egg sandwiches for Daddy this morning. And with the egg that was left over, I thought I would have it on toast. So I'm not so sure now I've done it.
Well,
oops, what's that?
Your baby stinks.
Look, stop it, Thomas.
Ooh.
This isn't funny. Right, come on. What you can do is instead of saying weird words, you can eat that cereal. Try and keep it in the bowl. Come on, concentrate on that instead of rude words. Not being sensible.
I'm trying to say, I'm trying to stop saying lots of nice words.
Well, we know that. Are you warm enough now?
Look, Holly said the lady went to the toilet and I joined in. And I said, the man went to the toilet. Then Debbie's pulled out skirts and pants down to smack it.
No, she didn't.
She did.
Auntie Debbie wouldn't do that.
Do you want to only Holly?
I bet she was cross then with Holly for saying something rude, wasn't she?
She started it.
Well, it doesn't matter who started it. What did Auntie Debbie say?
Nothing.
She'd be very pleased if she'd heard
it. Mum, I'm cracking the Christmas to make.
Oh, I'll make it of dust, yeah. Well, just make sure now you're doing that, you eat them all, please.
Oh, because I've done this before and I love it.
Because if you're touching and everybody else will want to finish them.
The bin would.
Been good?
The bin would.
Did you say you've been good?
The bin good. The bin will eat them up.
The bin? Oh.
Don't.
Well, no, but we can't waste food like that.
We can give it to the people that haven't got food.
I don't think the people that haven't got food would like it, but it's only you finish messing around with it.
They will not.
Right, eat it now. Stop messing around. Are you having milk or not?
No.
Right, well, use your spoon, not fingers.
Sorry.
Right, eat, please. Right, what does this egg smell of?
Poo egg.
Egg. Would you like to try some? It's nice.
When I was four, I had some.
When you were four, you had some?
Mm.
Did you like it?
No.
How old are you now?
Five.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm just fine.
Are you?
Actually, I'm 22.
You're 22, are you? Oh, so am I. I'm 22. Do you believe me? Yes. Oh, that's nice. Well, I believe you then. And you say you're five.
I know it's really you are. You're really 14.
44.
Oh, yeah,
44. Am I? Alright. And you're 25. And how old's Purdy?
27.
Is she? What about Daddy?
One. He is just one, isn't he?
He might be, yes.
He is zero. By the way, why did the chicken cross the road?
When did the chicken cross the road?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wanted an egg sandwich.
Wanted an egg sandwich? Yes, it's probably a laying egg for my breakfast.
Yeah!
Mm. Mm. This is really nice. Why don't you try it?
No, this is better than yours.
Is it? If you don't have milk or Rice Krispies, they don't start crackling pop, do they?
I do if you do this.
Oh, that's... No, Thomas, stop it, please.
You need to brush it in the face to make it up. It does when you do that, don't it?
Pardon?
When you put them, it does go...
Yes, but look at the floor, look at the mess.
No mess.
There is mess.
never took your chair in.
I do. I haven't tucked in, it's just I'm bigger than you, so I have to sit behind the mat.
Oh.
Tummy's bigger than yours.
Oh no, I didn't tuck. What did you to mean? Your back can't have a lovely rest, can it?
No.
Mine can.
Well, you're sitting on the dining room chair, but you've got a booster seat, haven't you? A little plastic seat that raises you up a little bit higher. And also, because it raises you up, it pushes your back in a bit more. So you're much nearer the table than me.
But I
could
have a rest. Because when I was here, I could only see here, couldn't I?
Well, that chair, you used to have a high chair when you were a baby. In fact, at first, when you were drinking milk, we used to just hold you, nurse you. And then...
Tickle me.
Well, we used to tickle you. Then when you were a little bit older, you had, you know, your rocker tot. Do you remember your rocker tot? Mm-hmm. We used to sit in there and we used to spoon feed you. And then when you could sit up, we used to have a high chair there, right in front of the Welsh dresser. And then, when you got too big for your high chair, we bought this little booster seat. And you used to have straps on it. Do you remember? We used to have to strap you in so you didn't fall down. In fact, that came with a tray. You see this bit here?
Yeah.
You can clip a plastic tray across there, so it's like a high chair.
Oh, can I have that tray?
Oh, I don't even know where it is. It's probably in the loft now.
Duh!
But it was really great, because that folds flat. So when we went to visit Grandma, or I used to take to Sonia's, I used to take the booster seat, and then whatever chairs they had at their table, we could clip your seat onto it. But then, as you got a bit older, you haven't needed the straps. And you can sit really on a dining room chair now, but you're so low down, so I think we better stick with that chair.
Yeah, because I'll be just seeing the flowers.
You won't just be able to see the top of the table.
Hmm. If I just kneel up, I can see right up the top of your snug.
Mm.
Boom! Oh, I almost get eaten. Oh, William.
Nicely. No, Thomas. Come on, take a moment. What's the matter with you today? I think you need to go back to bed.
I'm just standing there and sat.
Pardon?
I'm standing and sitting and laugh.
You can sit and laugh?
Yeah. All day through.
Sit and laugh all day through?
Yeah. You don't understand, I'm not eating my dinner.
You're just sitting laughing. Then you'd be hungry. And your tummy would hurt. Your tummy would hurt because you were hungry. And it would hurt because you spent all day going, ha, 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 ha. It hurts your tummy muscles when you laugh too much.
And then will it stop being sore?
Eventually, when you stop laughing and you eat. Today, Thomas.
Mm. We can play.
Mm. We can have a little play. We've got to do some ironing, we've got to post some letters. We need to go to the shop.
And have one more play.
And one more play, yes, we can do quite a lot of play today.
We could play till bedtime.
We could, but we've got jobs to do in between.
You can do both. Right, you can play with me, and then you're like, I just need to go to the toilet, couldn't you?
Well, I do that anyway. I I think we could have a little play, and then I could say, right, I need to do some ironing, and while I'm ironing, we could talk. Or we could watch something on television. Or you could play and tell me what you're doing. I want to go to post the letters, you can come with me.
No,
I can't leave you on your own.
Birdie will look after me.
No, Birdie's out anyway.
So, plowing for nice. Are you just up there?
Is who up there?
When you post the letters up there.
Just the post box, yes.
I can write to you. I can zoom through the road. When the cars are trying to get through.
No, you can come with me to the post office.
Oh.
When we first moved in, Birdie used to come for walks with me. She used to walk all over. I remember going out one day, it was really quite hot. It was the first summer I had you, and you were in your pram. And I pushed you around the estate. And Birdie followed, and she was so hot she had to keep stopping for a breath. And you know the people that we call the Battersby's who live behind us? Mm-hmm. She lay on their grass. And I carried on walking and got home, and she didn't come for ages afterwards, and she's never been for a walk since. She was so tired. I'm glad really she doesn't come because the road used to worry me, but she stuck to the pavement. She just used to follow exactly where we'd be. Because when we lived in Didsbury, Purdy came for a walk with Mummy every night. When I finished work, I used to go for a walk, and Purdy used to trot with me.
Even when you said Purdy don't come?
Oh yeah, she'd still come. She never crossed roads. She just used to trot behind me.
When you need to cross roads, did you carry Birdie?
I didn't have to cross roads. I made sure I went somewhere where I didn't have to cross roads. And then we moved in here and she used to follow me. And then, as I say, this one hot day, you were born in April, so it must have been perhaps June or July, maybe August. And I set off with the pram and she came along and never saw her again. She must have decided that day it was too far and she was too hot. I wonder, actually, there was. So you were coming off Burnage Lane?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Oh, no, I'm stuck at Burnage Lane. I don't know which way to go.
You've got the clinic on the right-hand side. And just before we turn right, you know, where we pass Lisa's house on the right, and you've got... what's it called? Christopher on the left and Grace on the left. The house next to Christopher, the green door, it's still got the green door, used to have a huge dog. They used to leave the front door open and this big dog used to lie half in the house and half out, just watching. He was an old dog. He was called Fido.
Play-Doh?
No, not Play-Doh. Fido with a F, like Fireman Fred.
Thomas.
Yes, I know you spelled Thomas with a F. I noticed that. Is that for Fireman Thomas?
Confided to.
So. You were really clever with your fridge magnets. I noticed that you spelled the word Thomas. Well, the art, you put the art the wrong way around, but it doesn't matter, I've turned it around. It's really nice though, playing with that.
Happy Thomas.
Happy Thomas, yeah. But I noticed you'd spelled it Thomas instead of Thomas, but that looks a bit like a T, doesn't it?
Okay.
Are you cold? You look like you're shivering. Do you want your dressing gown, sweetheart? Or a fleece,
I'm chattering.
You're always chattering and burping. What do you say when you burp?
A burp boo.
No. Tom Henry.
I'll say that. Burp boo.
It's like you're saying bird poo, not burp poo.
I had to say bird poo.
Oh dear, excuse me. Right, so I'm telling you about Fido with that F.
Did he use to poo?
Oh, Thomas. Listen, Janine's listening to this. What would she say? Actually, she maybe isn't listening to it because the orange light's gone off. Oh, it's back on again. What's a funny orange light? Oh, off again. Look at this. You just stand up. Look at that. You watch that one with just the green light on.
Ooh.
Right. I lean forward. It's on. I lean back and it was going off. They're both on now.
Lean forward. Oh,
How very strange. Anyway, Fido, I'm telling you about Fido. Fido used to sit in the entrance to that house, half... Oh, it's gone off again. Half in the house, half off... Look at this. Look, it's doing this again. Oh, no. Every time I say that, it stops.
And then you do the poo outside.
Stop it. Stop it. I mean it. Stop it now. I'm really getting cross with you. Stop it. It isn't funny. It's just silly and rude. Stop it. Thomas, stop it.
But I do like being rude.
I know you like being rude, but other people don't want to listen to you being rude. For that very reason, it's rude. It's boring. It's boring. You're boring me. I don't want to talk to you when you're being rude. Fido used to sit there. And then it would turn its head slowly and watch them drive around the corner. And you always felt like you're being watched. And Purdy, we set out, we went out of our front door and we turned left. Which way is left? Past whose house if we go left? Whose house?
Kira Smart.
Kira Bart's, that's right.
Brown
so,
Bart?
Past, no, no. So, Brown Bart.
Yes!
So, sound like a bear. So, went left past Linda and Ryan's and all the way around there. Mm-hmm. Right past here, past Kathleen's house and round this way. So, she would have had to have passed Fido on the corner to get back here. And I wonder whether he looked at her and she would have felt a bit upset. And you were only a baby and I needed to get back quickly. And so I remember coming in the house and being a bit worried that she hadn't come with me. But then a while later she turned up, so... But it was not... I used to like her coming for walks, but I always worried in case she'd go on the way.
You know now, you could walk me to school. I can kind of put on the lead.
Yeah, oh, she's walked on the lead before. We've got a harness and a lead for Purdy. I don't know where that is either, but when I first got her, she was very poorly. She was on lots of tablets. You know when you're poorly and you feel very sleepy and you don't really know what you're doing?
You walk me to school, I can help Purdy. And then when it's home time, I can carry Purdy back. And when you're home, you can carry Purdy home.
When we first got her, the vet said, because she was quite poorly, he said, don't let her out on her own because she'll get confused and lost. So he said, put her on the lead, and so we did, and she used to walk on a lead. And then when we used to go and stay with Nana Bealby, and I used to take Purdy with me because she wasn't familiar with the roads. Well, not the roads, but where Nana lived in the village, when I had to take her out, I used to put her on the lead the first couple of times. Just to get her used to walking around. Anyway, she's now 19 years old, Purdy, so she's not in this bad, Thomas, has she? She's been knocked down before. She has been knocked down. She had broken legs when I got her. I went to stay with Nana Bealby once and she ran into a car and broke her leg again. That's why. Have you seen Purdy coming downstairs limping? If you watch Purdy come downstairs, her right back leg, have you seen she's always got it up?
I saw her once, walking downstairs with four paws and one leg up.
Four paws and one leg up? Well, that must mean she has five legs. Well, that's why, because her right back leg's been broken twice.
What's that, Mum?
And now she's getting old, she's probably got some aches and pains in it, you know, like arthritis.
What's arthritis?
Well, it's what Nana has. Yeah, when you get old, your bones wear out.
Yeah.
Cheeky. I'm worn out, but it's not the bones, it's you grinding me down.
Can you listen to that?
Everybody's listening to it.
Even the boss.
Even the boss, probably. Janine's boss will be listening to that. And she'll be saying, I can't wait for April, when we no longer have to listen to this little boy being rude. That's what she's thinking. Don't you?
Big
rudy. Will you miss Apple when she's not coming anymore? We're still going to see her though, can't we?
Look at X. Buried treasure. And plant. The X. A cross. Another grass.
Dig. This is called steel grass. Is it just the way it's falling? It's made the letter X.
Yeah.
Has it? Mm. Oh, very good. Did you think it was a cross?
Mm.
Like an arrow marking for the treasure trail? Is that what you're meaning?
You're very old.
I know I am. So do you think if we follow that arrow, that cross,
yeah,
we'd find some buried treasure? Actually, it points to the cupboard where the chocolate's kept. Ha ha! That's pretty good treasure.
Yeah. That's pretty good. And another chocolate.
Oh, that looked like Birdie, did you see?
It was Birdie.
Was it? Did she see us?
Yeah.
Oh, I think she must have been on the bench and jumped down because she's halfway across the grass.
Yeah,
because... Oh! Hello, Freddie. We've been talking about you. Look at her face. Isn't she cute? Oh, meow.
Meow with you. Oh, meow's with you. Freddie, what are you meowing? Some of the meow poos. I mean, meow doos.
That's right. Doos, not poos. Freddie, I've just been telling Thomas all about you going for little walks with Mummy. Are you going to put milk on those and take them off?
Make an apple pie.
You're making an apple pie?
Yeah.
Fair enough. Hi, Puss.
There's lots of Rice Krispies on there.
Well, I hope you're going to get eating and get them picked up. I mean it, Thomas. No, eat properly. Eat properly.
Lots of apples in.
Come on, your table manners are atrocious.
Yeah, I haven't got any.
No, you haven't got any by the looks of it. You used to eat better when you were a little baby. You don't believe the mess. Even Purdy's eating better than that. Right, Puss, would you like some biscuits on that food? Should we talk about biscuits? We've got some nice chocolate biscuits in the cupboard.
Yeah.
Purdy, come on. Can't see, I've just put biscuits down for
them. And then the big tail comes to that plate, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. Oh, she's having a bit of egg now. What's that? I fell over it.
Good trick, Ferdy.
She turned to walk away and I didn't see her. Eat your breakfast, please. That's it, she's eating.
We hope she didn't another bad
egg. It's a pity she doesn't like Rice Krispies.
Yeah.
Because there's enough on the floor to keep her going for the rest of the day. There's cornflakes in milk. A little saucer with cornflakes, as long as they're really, really soaked in milk. You know when they go mushy? Yeah, and lots of milk. She likes those. It makes her rise and shine in the mornings. She's not had cornflakes for a long time, have you, Puss?
Give us some.
Just looking at this. Look at this.
That's mine!
Yes, isn't it?
Oh, can I have some? What?
You must have done this at nursery, did you?
And what's those day? Icing egg.
An egg? Well, I think it must have been Shrove Tuesday, pancake day. Because it's a piece of paper. Purple paper. Papal purple. Purple paper. And on it, it's got cut out a white oblong and it says flower.
Egg.
And underneath, look, you've obviously put some flour on some glue.
And egg and milk.
A picture of an egg, a bottle of milk. And what's that?
Pancake.
A pancake. It must have been Mrs. I think that must have been Mrs. Platford rather than Miss Ashworth.
It was Mrs. Platford.
Was it Mrs. Platford?
Look.
Oh. That's cheeky, isn't it?
Elijah's rocking.
She jumped. Poor Purdy, she jumped on the rocking chair and I think it took her by surprise because it started to rock.
When she wants to get out, she won't.
She'll zoom off, won't she? If she gets to the edge, she'll fly across the room.
Come on, I'm glad I didn't give you milk. I don't know, wasn't it? You'd be like,
so flour. If you give me milk, I'll spit it out.
So flour, egg, and milk make a pancake.
She might land on my head or yours.
Well, she's already tripped me up this morning. She's as bad as you are.
She will land on my head, actually.
Will she? Did you like the pancakes when you made them, Thomas?
No.
No?
I spit them all across the room.
That's a bastard done. So that's good, isn't it? A bag of flour, an egg, a bottle of milk, and a round brown thing that says pancake. What do you sprinkle on pancakes?
Thomas's.
Sugar.
And no. Lemon,
or syrup.
Purdy's.
Purdy's golden syrup's nice with them. And then I like mashed banana.
Yeah.
Mashed banana with cream. On a pancake, then it's rolled up. Very nice.
Nice for you, but not for Purdy.
Oh, I wouldn't give it to Purdy, no. Purdy likes egg and she likes milk. I don't know whether she likes pancakes. I don't think she's ever had a pancake. Have you seen her tail was hanging off that chair?
No.
Tail's hanging down from the chair.
Is she trying to catch a fish?
Tea.
No, she's looking if they've got some fish. No.
I'd be surprised if she caught a fish outside or something. But I haven't got a pond, have I?
No.
Like a common. Look at her, isn't nice smart common. She's showing it off. She knows we're talking about it, doesn't she?
Birds! Purdy, are you fishing? Have you got a fish? Have you got a catfish?
There are things called catfishes. Catfish.
It's a dogfish.
I don't know. Sounds familiar, but I don't know.
Julie says I'm a dogfish.
Who says you're a dogfish?
Doodles.
Doodles? From the Dreamies? Oh, when have you been chatting to Doodles?
When you were on holiday.
When I was on holiday, I was... Which holiday was this, Thomas?
Spain.
Oh, Spain. It's funny, because when I went to Spain, I think you came with me.
I did.
Did you? Do you like Spain?
I'll go there tomorrow.
Are you paying?
Yeah.
Okay, then. Better start packing. At least you've got your sunglasses ready, haven't you?
Yes. I've worn them out already.
You've worn them out?
Not really.
They're nice, these little sunglasses. I'm not sure where we got them from. They should be Mother Care. Somewhere like that.
On the packet it says boots.
Does it? Does it really? Oh. Now you've got two pairs. You've got the Thomas the Tank Engine pair. You've got these. I think these are the first ones you had. They're all bent. Can you see why you've been taking them on and off? You used to look ever so funny, Thomas, because when you got these, you were much younger. And you used to wear them with a big hat with teddy bears on it.
Really? Do 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 do. Oh, Black Christmas.
You've got Black Christmas now?
Yeah, and Black Nova Christmas. Huh?
The blue with the sunglasses matches the blue on the bowl.
That was even...
Be careful taking them on and off, or you'll bend the arms and then they won't fit. He's having a scratch now. Oh, Purdy.
I think a fish bited her.
Do you?
Yeah.
Did she have a nice brush yesterday?
She said, did it?
Daddy brushed her all over yesterday. And then last night, remember
even
I just
even on the bottom?
Remember I did her head and her ears and her neck? Because she went out, didn't she, and got wet. We came back and we dried her and brushed, and she looks so fluffy this morning, doesn't she?
And she jumped off in there and then jumped back on. Mm.
She looks really, really nice. Well, she jumped on and she was soaking wet. She made me feel really cold last night when she got on the bed. She came running in from outside and straight on my knee, soaking wet. But anyway, it's fine this morning and she looks okay. She looks really fluffy and nice.
Have you noticed I've not got a metal thing?
You mean a spoon? Yes, I have noticed. And I'm looking at the mess. Thomas, I'm being serious. Your table manners are atrocious at the moment. No, it isn't funny. Because the next time somebody says, can Thomas come for tea, I'll have to say no, because he can't behave himself at the table. That would be a shame.
Would be not. At Luke's, I don't even make a mess.
Well, precisely. Other people's houses, you seem well behaved, it's just here.
That's why this is our old house.
It isn't an old house, but it looks it. It's like a mess pot. A mess pot to live in.
It is a pigsty.
Pigsty, is it?
Usually you say it's a bonfire site.
A bonfire site? A bomb site. It's like somebody's dropped a bomb and toys have just gone everywhere.
There must be a toy bomb.
Today, I think it's a Rice Krispie bomb. Somebody's come and just gone with Rice Krispies.
I've been the mum for all.
No, it isn't my
tomorrow's going to be a building mess.
Oh, I've got to think about what we have to have for tea as well tonight.
I don't know what to have.
What would you like? Oh, she's getting out of that shade now.
No, she flipped off. Oh, not another!
She's trying a different chair now.
I'm taking a vat rock.
She thought she was too near to us sitting in that other one. She probably thought, if I sit here longer, I'm going to get Rice Krispies all over my tail.
And you still think Rice Krispies are bad?
No, you do not.
Yeah, well. Bob!
Shh, shh. Bob. Come on, turn around and eat those up. Taking forever to have those this morning. Come on, use your spoon, Thomas, please.
No, I don't want you
to. Use your spoon, please.
But I'll have my dog to lick.
Not a dog.
Yeah.
Stop calling you Fido. And leave you at the front door to watch people driving past.
Yeah. I can eat the grass. And dogs eat grass.
I don't know. Pussycats eat grass, but when they're not feeling well. I don't know about dogs. And cows eat grass, and what happens after the cows have eaten grass?
And they have a wee and it's milk.
No, it makes milk.
We drink milk. I see Fido's tail.
Where?
That white bubbly bit.
On the Bob the Builder hat?
No. You have a bit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, Fido actually was Purdy's colours. He was the dark rug. Now, do you know what that is? That is a rug from the spare room underneath the radiator where Purdy sleeps. And I looked at it yesterday and thought, ooh, that was a bit grotty, so I brought it down to wash it.
I'm naked on the butt.
Pardon?
I'm naked on the bottom. Well, tell me the spoon, look.
Actually, I think Purdy's going to have a little sleep now. Look, she's settling down again.
Yeah, her back's going down, isn't it? Mm. And her head's going a bit later. She's looking if there's any rats coming in.
Oh gosh, I don't know, aren't there rats coming in? If there are rats coming in, I'm going out.
There's rats outside and mouses inside.
There better not be mice inside, there better not be anything like that. Horrible.
The Purdy would jump down.
If we've got rats and mice inside, Purdy's got to go because she's not doing her job properly. I'd forgotten when we're doing this, I better look at the time. Pressing the sleep button. She's settling down, yeah, she's making herself comfortable, isn't she? It's quite sweet, isn't it?
And this name is Purdy.
Pleasant.
Oh, finished.
Very good. Well done, right. Would you like your vitamin tablet?
Yeah.
Pardon?
Yes.
Pardon?
And a
piece.
Yes, please. And a chocolate biscuit with it.
Oh, you like a chocolate biscuit.
I didn't know that.
Would you like some toast or some fruit if you're still hungry?
No. Oh, vitamin.
A vitamin tablet. Right, would you sit at the table?
And then, like, then you can play with me.
We need to go and get dressed, actually.
Oh, I shut off a bit.
I'm going to go and have a shower and get dressed.
Oh.
It's not very warm, is it, today?
We'll have a little play.
Well, we can, sweetheart, but...
Now.
Well, we can play for a couple of minutes. I think I'd rather go and get a shower and get dressed, actually.
No. That's boring.
It's very boring, at least. If anybody comes to the house now, and finds her still in her pyjamas, what are they going to think?
We're poorly.
Oh, you're probably not poorly, are you? You're lazy.
Well,
so the completely difference is being lazy. Oh, she's. Do you think she's going to have a wash, or do you think she's just? What's she going to do?
I think she's going to settle.
Settle down.
Oh. Okay, give me 4 pots of beer.
No problem. Yeah. Right, so we finish with these. Mm.
One day.
Right, did you say the case for these glasses was up in your bedroom?
Yeah.
We'll have to find some photographs of you. With your sunglasses on when you were really little.
We can take another photograph of me.
Yeah. You would be wearing shorts and a big hat. Sunglasses.
Are you looking for the sunglasses case?
No. Three minutes.
That's a good game. We tried to make a house with those.
Well, I wasn't going to. Do you know how to play snap?
Yeah.
Out. Let's just shuffle them a little bit.
Can I give them out?
Right, I'll just divide them up. Give us each some cards face down like they are at the moment.
Like that?
No, the other way down, like we had them before. No. Like that. We'll each have half a pack. Right. And then we each put a card down. Like this, and you put yours next to it, and if the pictures are the same, no, just take one at a time. And if the pictures are the same, we shout a snap. Right, I take one, and you take one. Pop it down there. You've had these a long time, haven't you? Right, just take one at a time. Oh no, no, it's got to be the card you've just done. Okay. Oh, this is in the night of sleep now, Thomas. And don't look at it until you turn it over.
Oh, and snap.
No, it isn't snap, because that's yours from the time before.
And it's not.
It's the picture of Dipsy, just like it was before. You don't look and turn until you get to until you actually turn them over, right?
Snap!
What's that, a toaster?
Yeah.
Right, there you are. It was snap. Now we've used that card, right? So let's do some more now.
Oh.
What's the matter?
I want another vitamin.
Do you want another vitamin? You can't have another vitamin tablet.
Yeah.
Snap. Isn't too long as with the ball. Thomas.
Snap.
Snap. That's another one the same. Gosh. That's funny.
No.
What's that?
Snap.
Snap. Right. We sound like crocodiles snapping away. There we are. A couple more cards here.
Whoop.
Right.
Can I do all of them?
Oh, there's two more. Let's put another card down and see what.
No. know what? Can I play a different game?
You can. What would you like to play?
You need to have a card. Yeah. And, oh no. And you just pretend you had a board and you say, and when I show one of these up, say, I've got it. Yeah. You do that.
I haven't got any cards.
No, pretending you've got a card and say, when I hold this up, you say, snap, snap, because you are just cheating on you.
Yes.
No,
I've got it. And what you want to do now is turn the cards upside down. And then you ask me what you think, what I think is going to be on the picture of a
what
card.
What's only going to be on that?
Tubby Toaster. Oh, no, it's Poe. Right, what do you think is going to be on this card?
Nunu.
You don't know. Nunu. No.
No.
It's Tinky Winky and Poe. Let you try.
What do you think's on both of these cards?
Lala.
No.
No, come on, we'll just
put Yeliska.
What is it? Oh, it was Poe. What do you think is going to be on this card?
Nunu.
Oh, yes!
Yes!
Very good, right.
Let me just see, because I can only see what's going to be on this card.
Tinky Winky.
Dipsy!
Oh, dear. What's going to be on this one?
Nunu.
No, Tinky Winky.
Oh! What's going to be on these three cards?
No, only one at a time. Poe.
No, not me.
No, you've got to choose the one night. No, it was Dipsy, wasn't it? Right, what's going to be on this one?
What's going to be on? Okay. Nunu.
No, Tubby Toaster.
What's going to be on this one?
Poe. Lala, what's going to be on this one?
No. Dinky Winks.
No.
Ah!
Shh, Dipsy and Lala.
What's going to be on that one?
Tinky Winky.
Dipsy.
Oh, it's not Dipsy, who's that? Who's going to be on this one?
Lala.
Oh, well, she is in a way, because it's all the Teletubbies. Look, there she is. You get half a point for that.
What's that?
I think that's the Tubby Custard Machine.
No, he's your friend.
Oh, he's my friend, Pam. What's on this one?
Nunu.
No.
Poo-poo.
No,
what's going to be on this one?
Purdy. Oh, no, I mean Lipsy.
Purdy.
Oh, it's Tinky Winky. But look at that, our friends together. What's on this one, Tom?
Tinky Winky.
Nope, Nunu.
No! What's on that one?
Poe. Ah, it was Poe and Tinky.
Stop!
Right, sit down, please. Mm. What's on this one?
Mummy.
Who do you think is on this one?
Tinks.
It's Nunu.
What's on that one?
Lala.
No.
What is it?
Look, Helen.
Let's have a look.
No.
I bet it's Lala.
What?
I bet it's Lala.
Here's the...
Begins with what?
T.
Tinky Winky.
No.
It's a... Teletubby.
No, T.
T, I don't know, darling.
O.
T, O. I don't know.
T.
Oh, Toaster. Clever boy, you knew toast to begin with, Ter. Oh, you nearly spelled that toaster. Ter. Right.
Ow!
What's on this one?
Here. Toaster.
Oh, no, it's the toaster that was in the Nunu.
What's on that one?
Lava. No, it's Tinky Winky. What's on this one?
Lava.
No, Tinky Winky again.
Stop! What's on that one?
Oh, I forgot to tell you. It's Dipsy because I've looked, but I forgot to tell you. Right, you have to choose another one for me.
What's that one?
Poe. Who's it? Oh, Poe is on with Tinky Winky. What's on this one?
but snap.
Snap. It's Dickie and Dipsy.
Dipsy, what's on that one?
I think it'll be Tinky Winky.
I think it's gonna be
La. La.
No.
La. La. Yeah. What's La La? What's on this one, Thomas?
La La.
Yes, La La with Dipsy.
Shh.
Come on, we've not ready to go now.
That's that one.
Tinky Winky.
Dipsy.
Oh, yes, Dipsy's hat. What's on this one?
Dipsy!
Nope, Lana. No.
What's on this?
Somebody with Nunu.
No.
What is it? I told you it was with Nunu. That was a good guess. What's on this one? No.
But show me it. I don't know.
Guess.
Pearl.
Ah, it's the toaster.
What's this one?
Lola. Oh, well, she is on it with all the others, isn't she? What's on this one?
Lola.
No, toaster.
What's can I do this
thing?
Can you hear that?
Dipsy's on that one. I think Tinky Winky's on that one.
And the right guess is it?
Oh, yes, Tinky. That's very good.
Okay,
we've not looked at those for a long time.
And what? Should I try and make a towel with them?
You can do.
No, are you heavy?
Just don't break them, that's all, because we've managed to keep them. The box has got a bit torn, but...
Well, can you help me make a towel?
Oh, there's four different jobs, games you can play with these. Tubby Snap, well, we know how to play Snap.
Yeah, just played it. Mum, how do you make a towel?
There you are, you can make a little bridge, or you could make a bridge like that. Whoa, this is not very safe, is it?
No, no.
I don't know that we can, actually.
This is mine.
Oh, there we are. A little bridge.
Teletubbies.